husband and I, two dogs, Rocky and Jesse, are hiking a trail that leads to kind of a bog-like area. It's a pretty varied habitat. There's some wetlands and cedar and spruce, and there's also a lot of deciduous trees. So we'll see what we can find. Come on along. I'm a little bit far away. That's strange. Doot 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 doot. That's the sound of a bird that's gonna be kind of familiar in a lot of places in this county this year. That's a black-billed cuckoo. And they absolutely love to feed and follow outbreaks of tent caterpillars, forest tent caterpillars. So that's why they're around. Cuckoos are interesting looking birds. You'll have to look them up in your bird book. They have very long tails, so they're kind of fun to see. And when they fly, the tail's very conspicuously long. I mean, you'll really notice it. Still most distinctive, though, is this is always starting again. He's not very far away, but he's also singing kind of softly. They're coming up in volume. That's a pretty odd song. I don't think he'll confuse that with anything else. We have found nests of these birds when there was an outbreak of caterpillars and we lived in Duluth. Large, trashy nests. In fact, we worried that they wouldn't stay together through the nesting season, that they would lose their eggs, that they were that trashy. He stopped again. Anyway, black-billed cuckoo, very interesting bird. The other bird you're hearing, weech-weech, a kind of a sound, is actually a redstart. They sing a whole bunch of different songs, and that's just one of them. You can hear that singer, the phrases, the notes and the pauses. It's a red-eyed vireo, but it's not singing very consistently. It's actually kind of moving around. That sort of, not really insect-like, but kind of a tight trill. Not very musical. It's a chipping sparrow. And we're hearing it in this kind of wild place. But if you listen around your own yard, you might hear the same bird. Chipping sparrows often nest around yards. They're quite common in the city, say, of Grand Marais. In sort of urban lawns. So they're kind of fun to see. They have a little jaunty, kind of a rusty cap and white breast. And like I say, they show themselves a lot. So they're kind of fun. Chipping sparrows. Thanks for coming. It's been kind of windy all morning and seems to be increasing, but it's been fun. This is Molly Hoffman from a trail above the city of Grand Marais for WTIP.